guest for the first 2 hours is Diane Kepus, and that is K-E-P-U-S, and her websites are AmericaIsMyName.org, AmericasEducationWatch.web.
.org.
And chartertruth.com and truthabouteducation.wordpress.com. So you were talking about education and charter schools and how a lot of the teachers are quitting, and you could say the same thing about doctors. A lot of doctors are quitting also. I mean, you have to wonder when you see all these things going on, what really is going on. And again, I ask you, is this deliberate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, not only is it, for me, this is why I believe, that it's not only geared at their one world government or whatever you want to call it, but it's for them to make as much money as they can. And because the ultimate goal is, it's number one, it's been to eliminate the middle class. The middle class is supposed to become the lower class. The lower class is not even supposed to exist anymore, as far as I'm concerned. And then you'll have your top dogs. I say to parents, I said, you know, most of the school districts around the country now have it that your children have to do so many hours of volunteer work to be able to graduate from high school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Now, for me, it's just like with charity. Charity is something that you give freely, and you have free choice as to where it goes. The minute the government tells me that I'm supposed to share everything I have with everybody else, it's no longer charity. And I don't care what the Pope or anybody else says. It's no longer charity. Well, the same thing is true for me with our children having to do volunteer hours to be able to graduate. First of all, that takes time away from them from looking for jobs. Secondly, volunteering is volunteering. If it's mandated that you have to do it, it's an oxymoron. It's no longer volunteering. You have to do it, whether you want to do it or not. Volunteering means that you have a choice, whether you do it or you don't do it. And this is the kind of games that are being played with everything we're doing. I'd like to tell your listeners that wherever they live, if they really and truthfully want to learn about the Constitution and the rights that they have and the fact that it is we the people who do have the authority, we are the bosses. It doesn't matter what the legislature tells us. The fact is that by our being silent, we have allowed our legislators to get in a position to where they now have control, and they've convinced us that they have that control. There is a fantastic teacher out there from here in Florida. Her name is Chris Ann Hall. And I'll tell you what, we just had another meeting with Chris Ann here the other night, and we were her 163rd speaking engagement this year. And she goes all over the country. She doesn't charge anybody for her events. She doesn't ask anybody to pay her hotel bills. She doesn't ask anybody to pay for her gas. This is her charge. She is a constitutional attorney. And she will tell you exactly where your rights are. What do you think came first, the states or the government?
The people.
The states.
The people came first.
People and the states. And the states, according to the Constitution, the Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, they all will tell you the people. And the government is basically, in fact, the House of Representatives is basically all they are is the purse. Mm-hmm. The problem is they've been using the purse to fix their own purse.
Right.
I'm still trying to get over the fact that Paul Ryan took over $2 million to vote yes on the TPA.
Wow. Wow. Well,
they should be in jail. If it was you or me, we would be in jail.
Or if we had a private email server, we would be in jail. Or if we did a whole bunch of other things that
don't get me started on that one. You know, somebody said to me the other day, don't you think it's time we had a woman in the White House? I said, well, sure. Tell me one that is decent enough and qualified enough to sit there. I don't trust any of the other ones out there right now either. Michelle Bachmann's a Dominicus like Ted Cruz. I don't trust Sarah Palin. She gave in to McCain and went ahead and supported him when he refused to allow her to expose Obama during their election. Who am I supposed to? Give me a woman. Who am I supposed to support? They can't give me a name. It's probably somebody out there buried just like Trump who's not a politician. But I'm here to tell you that a politician is exactly that. It's a politician, and they get in the White House, and they're only going to become a worse politician. The positive thing for me with Trump is the fact that he's a businessman, and that's exactly what we need, because the legislators, through the fact that they, over the years, have made this country into a corporation, you know, America, you don't owe that $19 trillion. That is the corporation's money, and it is the corporation that keeps periodically going bankrupt. It's not the we, the people, United States. It's the United States of America Corporation Incorporated.
Right. And so, that's been true since, well, shortly after the so-called Civil War. But the minute that you vote, you are saying to them, I'm putting my trust in this system that you've set up. So the best thing to do is not to vote at all, because it's all been fixed. You don't get anywhere in politics unless you're so corrupt, whether you're Sarah Palin who sold out to Israel and so many other people who are just plain sellouts. I mean, look what McCain covered up the bombing of the USS Liberty. He and his father both covered that up, and that happened back on June 8th, 1967. And these people are all corrupt. They all have something to hide. They're all making money hand over fist. They're all making millions of dollars. And they all get away with it because they're all in bed with each other. We were talking about Hillary Clinton a couple weeks ago on the program, and a caller called in and he said, well, you know, Comey was the money launderer for the Clintons when they were bringing drugs in through MENA Airport. So, of course, he's not going to go after her now as the head of the FBI. He's going to let her get away with what she's gotten away with and just give her a little slap on the hands. Oh, that was really unwise of you, Hillary dear, but we know that you didn't do it on purpose. And so she's going to get away with murder. I can't believe that there's so many stupid people in this country that can't see through her or who haven't read enough to know that she is part of a criminal family. The whole family's criminals. Ugh.
Well, it's not even that. I just finished an article that I've gotten a heck of a lot of response on, and I didn't think I was going to because Paul forgot to post it before the conventions, and that was when it was supposed to come out. But anyway, you know, because I'm from Florida, you know, Jeb Bush was my governor.
Oh, yeah, and his
oh, my God.
His brother ran as a businessman. So, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Trump is...
Oh, yeah. And the corruption... See, this is what the people fail... The political parties are nothing but a cover-up. You have Bill Clinton refers to George H.W. Bush as my father figure. Barbara Bush tells you that she enjoys having the Clintons in her home. Really? Heavy Christian Barbara Bush likes having pedophile, lying, cheating Hillary Clinton.
Barbara Bush and her husband are pedophiles.
Yes, they are. All you have to do is go back and look on your internet and pull up the sex scandals from Nebraska. Out there from Nebraska. Go pull it up. Yeah. And it'll put you right inside the White House, and it's still going on.
Yes.
It's still coming out of England, and it goes here, and it goes there. That's how they started getting away with their human trafficking. But you're going to tell me, and Laura Bush? Oh, well, she's going to vote for Hillary because Hillary's supporting the women of Afghanistan. Choke me, for God's sake. Hillary doesn't care about anybody but Hillary. And I don't care if it's Chelsea, her granddaughter, nobody. She is a pure, dyed-in-the-wool, Satanistic communist. And that's...
I would use this other word, but we can't say... It rhymes with a witch.
Oh, yeah, she is. She is.
Yes,
without
she
a doubt. I mean, I'd like 5 minutes with her. I swear, I've been so angry at that woman a couple of times, I could have ripped her Adam's apple out, and that probably doesn't sound too good on radio.
But let me get back to Bush ran as a businessman. He says, you know, I'm not your typical politician. I'm a businessman. That's what Trump is running as. Oh, I'm not your typical politician. I'm not even in politics. I'm a businessman. Now, Bush was governor of Texas for two terms before he became president, before they put him in as president. I mean, we don't vote. We vote, but it's an illusion that we get to vote. If nobody showed up at the polls, somehow they would fix the black boxes and they would put in whoever they have chosen. We don't choose who's going. Tell me, really, seriously, is the Bush family, the Roosevelt family, the Clinton family, the only families in America that are worthy or that are qualified to be in this office?
No, they're the only ones that got the money to get them there. Because the average Joe, every time they go out there and even try to run for school board or county district boards or city commissioner or anything else, you're going to have the big boys come out of your state capitol, Democratic Party or Republican Party, and they'll funnel the money through to their party guy and slap that average Joe Blow good American right down in the toilet. He hasn't got a chance. He hasn't got a prayer. And I've seen it happen to so many of my friends. Something school board. What? Come on. And party's going to jump out there and hand $20,000 to somebody running for school board in the panhandle of Florida? Come on. But they did it. They did it because your person over here that wasn't a party player was running against Common Core as much as she was anything else. Average Joe Blow does not have a chance to get into office. You got to have money to get in office. I had a friend who was running against our lovable Florida Alan Grayson, and if anybody ever watches anything about Congress, you got to know Alan Grayson. He's a big buffoon. I swear he wears size 15 shoes. She was running against him. And she could get no help. She'd never run for office before in her life, and this was just before Obamacare was voted in. And she had been a hospital administrator. She had worked for pharmaceutical companies. If you had anybody in a position to be able to be in Congress and know what they were talking about for the health issues with the medical end and the pharmaceutical stuff, it was her. And she couldn't get any help. She couldn't even get the Republican Party to respond to her, and she'd been a Republican ever since she could vote. giving them a lot of money. So she thought the thing that she should do was sign up that year and go to the Republicans' yearly breakfast in D.C., so she did that. And after it was all over, the breakfast was over with, the speaker came down off the stage, and he was, at the time, the Republican Party's financial guru, and I can't remember his name right this minute. And she went over and started talking to him, told him she, it was the first time she was running, and what office she was running for, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you'd think this guy would jump on a chance for somebody running against Alan Grayson. And he goes, you have $350,000? Well, she told him no, but she did, because she used her pension money to run. And he said, well, call me when you do. And turned his back on her and walked away. I guarantee you she'll never get any more money from any political party, especially the Republican Party. But everybody in this country should be eligible to be able to do what any of the rest of them have done. But they deliberately will tear you apart. And if you don't have anything in your backpack that's a skeleton, they'll create one. That's what they do to the legislators in D.C. You don't want to play? Good. I'm going to set you up. I'll set you up, and we'll pull in a hooker here, and we'll get pictures, and we'll do this on you, and we'll do that. One way or the other, they either do it willingly, or they're going to set them up and get them rocked right in there. This whole system is so rigged. I don't know if anybody's got any suggestions other than another American Revolution. Are you there? Hello?
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Oh, that's okay. This phone too, every once in a while will just, it'll go dead and disconnect, and I'm like, did it do that?
No, okay. I muted myself so I could cough. But no, I don't think, this country is so diverse, I don't think you could get enough people to fight a revolution. Besides that, the U.S. government has deliberately destroyed the fighting force of this country, and they begin this destruction under Bush 1 with the
messages
first
invasion. New messages received from Sean Wirth.
What?
See, that's why my phone should have been muted. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, the destruction of our military began with the first invasion of Iraq, when they started putting all of these military people, personnel, on psych drugs. And then they exposed them to toxic chemicals, and they came home with Gulf War syndrome. And so the U.S. government is deliberately destroying the very, very people who would be willing to fight a revolution or a potential revolution. And look at the people that are coming home now from Iraq, and they shouldn't even be there to begin with. And there's 22 veterans, and some of those have not even been deployed. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's about 8,000 a year. So they are deliberately destroying the very people who would fight a revolution. So you're not going to get anybody to fight a revolution because, well, like your neighbors and the neighbors of some of the people who have commented in the chat room, oh, they think Hillary has just said, oh, we're going to have a woman president. Isn't that just so wonderful? Oh, people don't have enough brains. They don't know their history. They don't know what's going on. They don't have a clue. They just know that, oh, well, we need to have a woman because we've never had one before. She has, though. She's had a woman. Okay, be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And our guest the first 2 hours is Diane Kepus, K-E-P-U-S, and her websites are americaismyname.org, and the rest of them are listed on the schedule page or in the chat room. Yes, I could get very pretty loud in my dismay and my anger at what has happened to this country and these horrid people who are running for office. You were talking about the common person doesn't really have an opportunity to run for office, and that's absolutely true. I was a precinct chairman for, I think I lasted 5 months, until I found out that that I had a big mouth. And this has been several years. I got a letter from Clark, who was in charge of the Republican Party, and I've since recovered and repented of being part of the Republican Party, or any party. Anyway, he dismissed me forthwith and said, "We understand that you have been critical of some of the Republican politics and some of the politicians, and we just can't have that." And, oh boy, I mean, it was, and I attended a caucus and everything, and I thought, boy, these people are really, really owned, really owned. Okay, so let's open the phone lines, because I know there's a lot of people that would like to make some comments, because I think we have we've talked about some things that have riled people up a bit. What do you think?
I think that part of the problem is that we've lost almost a whole generation, and they're now having children. And if anybody would take the time and look up the Communist Manifesto and tell us how many of those 45 goals they think have been accomplished in this country, about the only thing that's left is our guns. Within the Communist Manifesto, it tells them that they're supposed to separate the children from the parents. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to do everything that they can to retrain our children to not believe anything their parents tell them. I can show you numerous documents that have been put out by our previous and current legislators that also state that. That is part of it. And when they were back in the early 50s and started with the change agent teachers, and they were training them how they were supposed to turn the children around. Excuse me. I had a cough. Picture this. You send your kindergarten child to school, and or even your first grader, and the teacher takes them and has them all pull the chairs around in a circle and starts talking to them and explains to them that now that they're at school, that they that's now their new home. That's their family.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily come right out and say your family at home is no more your family, but what you're doing in school, you really shouldn't go home and talk about it. Or you don't share this, or you don't share that. One of the examples, one of the things I like to ask parents is, why would you send your child to a Muslim school if you're not Muslim? They don't really have an answer other than they think it's a status thing. Because maybe that Gulen school is saying that they're a STEM school, which is a big push from the federal government these days, making you believe that that's going to make your kids super kids, and they're the ones that are going to get to go to college. Well, these Gulen charter schools in our country are indoctrinating our children every day, all day long. It's not included necessarily in what they're teaching them. Their trick is that their Muslim classes for the students that are Muslims are held after school.
You know, I have different opinions about this. I don't think the Muslims are the problem. We do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back. And then we'll take a call from Jeff in Idaho. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Diane Kepes, and we do have a caller. Let's really quickly take Jeff in Idaho. Jeff in Idaho?
Hi, Deanna. Can you hear me?
Yes. You always ask that.
I know, because they switch fans sometimes real bad. Okay. Hey, here's the thing. Hey, if you got a dryer outlet in your basement, after it dries out, go rent an industrial ozonator that has an aluminum output. You need about 13 grams per hour to about 50 grams per hour. Make sure you dry that thing out because your lung problems, okay? Because you'll have a lot of stuff. And it's real cheap, and all you have to do is evacuate the house for the time it's on, right? And for your guests, though, here's the order that we were talking about. I was a friend of Charlotte Iserby, and all of her stuff, if she wants to kind of find out what's going on with the Common Core, is study Art from Phillies. Go to noplaceforcorruption.com and just read all of her stuff about who are the Common Core addicts. Art does a good job in that. And yes, if you read, since editing 2,000 pages of Clint's book, he explains all about the voluntarism and essentially the one world order religious system. And what the strategy is now is, now that they've been able to dupe everyone since the Civil War on citizenship and essentially losing their land by cheating, as Clint talks about it, they're trying to use the New World Order status to make everyone a refugee status in the UN, so that's how they get world citizenship. So all of this Calergay plan of basically blowing up the Middle East, from the PNAC documents, basically run the, was essentially to swamp out everyone, make everyone refugees, and then intermix the culture so that, Israel basically stays on top. So those are the real details that I think will help when you look at this stuff. And, but definitely have a read through Clint's book about volunteerism, because she can search it and do all these other things. And since it's free, it's a good tool for her.
Absolutely. Okay, hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thanks. Take care of that mold problem, okay?
Yeah, I will. We're going to tear out the carpet.
Okay, good. Okay. Thanks. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's quickly take John in Texas.
Hello. One thing I would like to say is about, I have a question about what both candidate, neither candidate, I think I've heard yet, has been bringing up, and that's Bill Still. Probably the most important issue we should take up is the who creates the money supply. I've not yet heard Trump or Clinton speak about the.
And they're not going to
about the bank, about the central, about turning the about. Creating having a money supply creation that is created debt free and not benchmarked to any commodity, or eliminating the income tax, or eliminating the Federal Reserve, a privately owned central money authority, and replacing with a publicly owned one, or getting rid of of fractional reserve banking.
I don't think you're going to have either of the candidates talk about that, because those systems are serving them quite well. They're not running to be of benefit to the people. They're in it for themselves and for their own financial gain.
Trump.
But your comments, Diane, to what John has said. And Jeff,
I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I think one of the mistakes that people are making when it comes to Trump is that, you know, he'll be able to go in there and he can fix all this stuff. Well, first of all, he doesn't even know everything that's broken. Secondly, if he were to go in there and start doing that, the American people should rightfully be saying, what are you doing? That's what Obama did. Obama wrote executive orders to do whatever he wanted, or he's been traipsing into various departments, especially the Department of Education or the Department of Labor.
Which Reagan promised he'd get rid of a long time ago.
Yeah, mandating, rather than, you know, saying, having a law. This is how he's been bypassing Congress. A lot of the money that Obama has been spending, he's gone directly to the Federal Reserve to get it. That's why you don't see Congress voting on it.
It gives them more time to play golf if they don't have to make all those votes. Just let the CEO of the corporation do this, and they can get out there on the golf course and swing a few.
Well, see, that's one of my major...
Do they swing? Yeah, they swing in golf. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my major objections to Alec. I have a real... I don't know if I call it dislike, distrust, whatever.
Well, of course, nobody should be writing bills except Congress.
Well, that's right. And you have members of Congress sitting on ALEC.
Right.
So that, to me, is not only should be illegal.
Conflict of interest.
That's right. And we just continually let this stuff go on. I don't know. I don't have the answers, that's for sure. I know I can think of a lot of things that I would like to do. I know what I would like to do to Hillary Clinton.
Well, we can't engage in violence.
In jail, and they would never have put her in jail. But
John,
the banking system, it's the money and the banking boys that are running this stuff.
Sure.
You know, and it doesn't matter where you're reaching the arm out to, whether it's Heidi Cruz or whether it's this person over here or somebody in the Trilateral Commission or somebody out of Illuminati or wherever it is, it's the money guys, and that's where it's just all focused on.
Sure. It's
I know
Quakers.
Trump has said a few things that he was planning on doing that I said to my husband, whoa, stop. You can't do that. Because if he does, then he'll be called Obama, too. You can't just regulate and say it's going to happen. You can say this is what I'm going to work at happening. That's a whole other ball game.
Sure. But, John, did you have another question?
Things have done, like that wall, but, hey, there's been money, there's been bills passed in Congress how many times to put up a wall, and they don't do it because they don't want it. Otherwise, they can't have their North American Union.
That's true. John, did you have another question or comment?
Does Trump, just a couple of things, there was one, does Trump really even understand, do you think he really understands the creation and backing of money himself?
We don't know. We really don't know. That would be speculation for us to answer that.
He knows
how to handle real estate in Manhattan. He knows about gambling places, resorts and things, but I think he was put in there really to just get Hillary elected. Anyway.
Okay, another thing about...
Diane, go ahead.
I had an idea. I wanted to ask you, you know Larry Nichols?
Mm-hmm.
And how he used to be close with Bill back in the 80s? Well, Bill once confided in him that, according to Bill Nichols, Bill Clinton said to him that he was sterile, and that Chelsea
mentally or physically.
Physically, he's incapable of fathering a child.
Okay.
Well, it's
and
already
Chelsea,
been brought out that Chelsea's not Bill's.
Yeah, in one of the segments we were talking about Hillary being a woman president, and I mentioned that I implied that she's a lesbian, so who knows how Chelsea got here, really.
Should I mention names here?
Is this speculation, or do you have proof?
It's something that Larry Nichols said. It's secondhand from Larry Nichols of what Bill Clinton told him about who Chelsea's real father is.
Okay,
physically.
Who is it?
Webb Hubble.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, whatever. She's a Clinton. She's proud of her mother. She's really proud of her mother. Her mother's all for the kids, right? Okay. Hey, John, thanks for your phone call. Okay, we do have another caller. Diane, you want to say something regarding what John said?
I was just going to say really quick is that I always try to tell people, if you really want to know who your candidate is, look who's funding their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
I was originally a Cruz supporter. I had listened and saw some of the things that he did in Congress, and I initially liked him. But when I did my research and found out who was helping raise money for him and funding him, I had to go clear back to the 1980s to find out who this one guy was. But he was in a real mess over the savings and loan garbage. So why are you associating with somebody like that are still involved?
Why do we believe any of these people? They're all a bunch of criminals. They wouldn't make it into the campaign if they weren't criminal. They're all liars. All of them.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
Let's take Kathleen in Texas. Oh, she got lost. Kathleen in Texas got lost. It's a big state. I can understand that. Hopefully she will call back. Because we lost her. I'm sorry. We had a caller, Kathleen in Texas, and the producer said that I lost Kathleen. So I'm wondering what he did with her. I'm just being funny. Or trying
no,
to.
No, that's okay. We can use our humor these days.
But other than losing people, our producer's an expert. But like I say, Texas is a really big place. You can lose a lot of people in Texas.
That's right. I was going to mention that when we were talking about the parties, I was at an event a couple of years ago when we were, you know, all trying to get rid of Common Core. And there was a young lady in her early 30s, and she had stood up and said that she really thought that the way to get control of things was for all the Tea Party people to try to take over the Republican executive committees.
Well, the Tea Party was co-opted also immediately after they got it going.
Okay, by
the producer found her again. The producer found Kathleen.
Hi there.
So, there.
Yeah, Kathleen, hi. Welcome.
Thank you, Deanna. Thank you, Diane. What a great guest, well worth waiting for. I hope you have, Diane, again, the two of you have a great rapport and you have a lot to say that's worthwhile listening to. I called, though, specifically Toxic-Free Talk Radio, Deanna. Toxic-Free Talk Radio. I'm like the guy that we want to keep you alive. And please check her out because she knows all the secret places where people have thought they were rid of the mold and that they're not. So Toxic-Free Talk Radio. And then also I just wanted to say one thing about Sarah Palin. I actually did vote for... her. I didn't vote for McCain, but I voted for her because to me, somebody who has how many of us have the power of life and death over anybody and choose life? And she, even though she knew she was going to have a Down syndrome baby, she had the courage to do that. And so while she sold out temporarily, I mean, she still is so high in my estimation, and boy, do I enjoy her smart aleck comments. But anyway, God love you both, and thank you for the wonderful programs, and God love you both.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathleen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was.
A big pharma funds a lot of these candidates.
Oh, yes. Really and truthfully.
Excuse me.
Yeah. You know, I watch the commercials on TV. I just mentioned this to my husband the other night. And you sit here, and they're bringing out this new drug. And then they go and they tell you all these things that could happen. Well, wait a minute. I haven't taken the pill yet. So... am I going to throw the dice? See, Deanna, you're talking to somebody that just a few months ago died five times over the weekend. I flatlined because of that, because they gave me a medication that did not go with my diabetic medicine. So I listen to these commercials.
You are diabetic?
Well, I was borderline, and I had been on metformin. I was taking like 500 milligrams once a day. It was the minimum dose. I'm now off of it because I managed to bring my figures down by my eating habits, etc. But, you know, you listen to this, and they're telling you, well, you know, you might die, or this could happen, or this could happen, or this could happen. Well, you know, the hospital even had my information. They knew what medication I was on when they gave me that stinking little dinky pill. And they knew it would not...
they're trying to kill you. I mean, they kill 880,000
people. They almost did. Evidently, the good Lord still wanted to keep me around for something. I haven't figured it out yet. But I'm telling you, and it didn't. It took but 15 minutes from the time I took that pill.
Okay, you need to listen to Dr. Jennifer Daniels She has a program on Sunday night here on RBN. She has her truth files. So if you go to vitalitycapsules.com and click truth files, she's got a couple of programs on diabetes. You need to listen to those programs. They're very good. Okay. Nobody should be taking any kind of medication because 50% of the people who take a pharmaceutical drug are going to die from it. I mean, that's a given. So,
well, you just don't know. And I was sitting here listening to these commercials, and they were talking about this new medicine, and they're rolling off all these horrendous things that could happen to people. And it's like, who in the world wants to put the first pill in their mouth?
Well, they do that to cover their butts so that you won't.
Yes,
be able
they
to
do.
Sue them.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
that's a public their legal announcement. It's a public announcement, and you can't sue them because you've been notified that this might happen. So, tough luck. Okay, we do have a break. When we come back, we'll take Wes in Idaho. Be right back.
Okay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Oh my goodness, our 2 hours have gone by so fast. Anyway, our guest this first 2 hours has been Diane Kepes, and her website is americaismyname.org. We do have two callers, so let's quickly take Wes in Idaho. Wes?
Yeah, trying to figure out exactly what we're speaking about today. Anyhow, vaccinations. The Mormon Church, they actually set up vaccination stations in their church. I'm looking at something here that vaccinations actually cause multiple sclerosis? I have latest book from Neil Miller. He cites 25 science studies that say that vaccinations cause multiple sclerosis. Also, there are some famous Mormons out there, no, that have multiple sclerosis. I believe Ann Romney is one. I'm trying to think. I just started searching it. There's a couple others.
Wes, you're going to want to read the book that's coming out in September by Brett Wilcox, and he is he's up in Alaska. And anyway, he's got a book coming out in September. It's called Jabbed. And he wrote a very, very interesting letter to the presidency of the LDS Church about all of the scientific data. But anyway, thank you so much for your call.
Yeah.
We do have to move on because we have 2 minutes. So thank you so much, Wes. And email me about this, okay? Let's go ahead to, with Tom in Florida. Tom, quick. Tom, you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Obamacare is going to go up 18% on January for almost everybody. And look what Obamacare is doing with the insurance, and Hillary's behind that, too. She's all with that. But I want to tell you about what's going on with the milk. In Cuba, you never hardly ever hear multiple sclerosis and all that because they drink the milk right out of the cow. All this nowadays, the milk is, we don't know what the hormones they put in it. You got 2%, 1%, you got whole milk. That's another reason. How can these third world countries have hardly any of these diseases that you have in the United States, and we're supposed to be the richest country in the world?
Exactly. We have
all these other countries, these small Caribbean countries, don't have all these diseases we're hearing about.
Exactly.
Now we got Zika here in Miami, Florida, but yeah, they had it in Puerto Rico. But
that's
all
from the glyphosate. That's from the glyphosate. That's Monsanto. Well, you can thank Monsanto for Zika.
Listen, and you got Hillary Rodham, Rotten Clinton. She's behind this Obamacare, and this is a disaster for the people. Are not getting no raise on Social Security. How are these people going to make it?
I don't know, Tom. Hey, thanks for your phone call. Bye to Diane. Thank you so much, Tom. Diane!
Yeah.
I don't know where the time went.
I know. It's been fun. You know, Romney's behind Obamacare, too.
Oh, he started it in Massachusetts when he was...
Yes, he did. Everybody thinks he was such a good guy.
Oh, I never thought he was. I always thought he was a criminal. He was part of the Romney criminal gang. Ugh.
I just never cared for him.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let me know. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com.
That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.